Forces Radio and Television Service, this is Chuck Cecil with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, a countdown of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of June in the swinging year 1942. From a compilation of music magazine, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and sometimes scratchy recordings that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The first week of June, 1942. Counting down. Here's record number 10. Band of Harry James, band vocalist Helen Forrest singing the words to Skylark. For the first week of June 1942, it was record number 10. Counting down, first week of June 1942, to record number 9.
Jiggers of moonlight and as a star, four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Chasing a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
had a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails need a few.
Number 9 during the first week of June 1942. Glenn Miller's orchestra, Ray Eberle and the Modern Airs, singing the words to Moonlight Cocktail, record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. Thinking of buying land overseas? Where overseas? Some places, you know, have laws forbidding any foreigners, including Americans, from owning any land, except with a native partner who holds a 51% interest in the property. You didn't know that. Well, that's just one of the many things that make buying land overseas so different from real estate purchases back home. Before you buy overseas, you need information, lots of it. If the land agency uses mass media in the U.S., or if it advertises through the U.S. mail, then they had to file a complete property report with the U.S. government. This report is filled with facts, figures, and information you need before you buy. To get such a report, write Interstate Land Sales Registration, HUD, Washington, D.C., 20410. There will be a small fee involved, but it can prevent problems later. Thinking of buying land overseas? Write before you bite. Interstate Land Sales Registration, HUD, Washington, D.C., 20410. We're counting down America's 10 favorite records for the first week of June, swinging year 1942. New records were being made at that period of time. As a big band extra, this record was just 1 week old at the time of our survey.
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton, his vibes, and his big band. They made that recording of Flyin' Home on the 26th day of May, 1942, just a week before our survey took place. And this is Chuck Cecil with a big band extra before we return to the countdown. And continuing that countdown, here is record number 8. That America was involved in World War II that first week of June 1942. In number 7 position, that was Freddie Martin and his orchestra. It was Clyde Rogers singing the words to Johnny Doughboy, Found a Rose in Ireland. We're counting down America's 10 favorite records, first week of June 1942. Here's record number 7. Thank you. First week of June 1942 found Harry James and his big band with yet another record in the top ten. Their recording of I Don't Want to Walk Without You, sung by Helen Forrest, was record number seven in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Keep your future off the rocks. Buy United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan, and you'd be surprised how fast your money grows. Whatever idea comes to mind, a new car, a new home, a sailboat, it can come true with bonds. So join the more than 9.5 million Americans who take stock in their country. Buy United States savings bonds. They're a great way to keep your head above water. That first week of June 1942, Bob Crosby and Bing Crosby had a new record that was just 1 week old.
You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. You know I love you well. Love you more than I could ever tell. And I thought you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. You may be lonesome too. Walking the floor's good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I'm willing till I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. I swear that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. I'm walking and talking about you.
The voice of Bing Crosby with his brother Bob leading the band behind. Bob Crosby and his Bobcats. The tune, Walking the Floor Over You. It was just a week old at the time of our survey. A big band extra. Getting back to the survey, this was record number six.
Oh, else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree. With anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else
but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. What the girls on the foreign shores, you'll have to report to me. When you
Miller's Orchestra, Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke, and the Modernaires singing the words to Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, record number 6. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown. In this issue, a survey of the top 10 records in the United States, first week of June, 1942. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety comes this presentation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
There's an old saying that goes, you can't eat a pheasant a day for 30 days. It may be delicious eating, but you'll get tired of it within a month. Well, the Air Force thinks that statement makes sense. That's why they allow you 2.5 days paid vacation per month. You need a periodic rest from your job. And after all, as another old saying has it, variety is the spice of life. So take your 30 days annual leave in strategic increments throughout the year. By doing that, you can stay with the team and get away from it all at the same time.
The first week of June, swinging year 1942, and counting down. Counting down now to record number 5.
Oh, Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. There's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. For she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. So give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Blossoms later, kinda think that there will. For she's done something to me, my heart won't keep still. So give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
The orchestra of Dick Jurgens, Buddy Moreno, singing the words to One Dozen Roses. For that first week of June of the swinging year 1942, it was the fifth most popular record in the United States, counting down to record number four.
Somebody's taking my place.
That was the old coal miner. Music in the Morgan manner. Russ Morgan and his orchestra. Not only his orchestra, but his composition, his singing, and some of his trombone playing. The Morgan Airs, singing the words to Somebody Else Is Taking My Place. And on that first week of June, 1942, it was record number four. Record number four in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Want to do your part to conserve energy? It won't take much. Just a little thoughtfulness every now and then. Consider, if you will, the following tips. Think of your environment in terms of energy. It takes energy to light lamps, operate appliances, heat water, run cars and trucks. Every time you use fewer lights, take shorter showers, and walk, you conserve energy. See, it doesn't take much to help. You can think of many more ways. Just try. Remember, we're all in this together. It was the first week of June. It was the swinging year 1942. Franklin D. Roosevelt was president of the United States. He was preparing to establish the Office of War Information. Newsman Elmer Davis would soon be named director of this new OWI. First week of June, 1942. It was another week of World War II, but an important week in the Pacific. The Battle of Midway was underway as our survey was being taken. In the world of music, new records were just about to reach the market. Erskine Hawkins, known as the 20th Century Gabriel, had made a record just a week before our survey. We hear it now as a big band extra. Thank you. Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra. He was called the 20th Century Gabriel. He played trumpet, and he had a new recording at the time of our survey, a record that was just 1 week old. He had made that recording of Don't Cry, Baby, the 27th day of May, 1942. Jimmy Mitchell sang the words. He was a member of the sax section. Avery Parrish was featured on piano. And this is Chuck Cecil turning from a big band extra to that popularity chart and counting down the 10 favorite records for the first week of June, 1942. Counting down now to record number 3. First week of June 1942 was a unique time in American musical history, not only big bands having tunes in the top 10, but jazz performers as well. That was Benny Goodman's orchestra, his recording of the Jersey Bounce in number 3 position. It featured Mel Powell on piano, Vito Musso on tenor saxophone, and Cootie Williams on trumpet. Benny Goodman with record number 3. Counting down, here is record number 2.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just wink your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Thank you.
beautiful mustache. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't find the west side of heaven if you wink your eyes? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you? And who wouldn't care?
Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you, who wouldn't care?
That was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, Trudy Irvin and Harry Babbitt, singing the words to a tune called Who Wouldn't Love You. It was record number two during that first week of June, 1942. And now a big band extra. Here's another record that was just 1 week old at the time of our survey. Freddie Slack had been a piano player for Jimmy Dorsey's big band, had just formed his own orchestra, and hired a teenage vocalist by the name of Ella Mae Morris. And 1 week before our survey, they made this recording. Freddie Slack, piano and big band. Ella Mae Morris singing the words to the Cow Cow Boogie, a record that was made just 1 week before our survey. An extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. sitting here listening to the music, I've been thrumming through the regs covering the FHA's Section 222 mortgage insurance. That's the one called the serviceman's mortgage, worth up to $60,000. The warranty says the builder guarantees that the house meets FHA specifications and that he'll correct any defects in workmanship, the foundation, or the heating and cooling system, to name just three. And the warranty is good for 1 year from the time you take possession of your home. It's up to you to make sure that everything has been built right in your home. The FHA will help you if the builder doesn't correct a defect within the first year. And remember this, if you have trouble getting your builder to correct something, you must notify the local HUD FHA office within the first year. The FHA is waiting to serve you. Let them. And now, America's favorite record for the first week of June, 1942. This was record number one. Record number one, Jimmy Dorsey's big band, vocalist Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell singing the tune called Tangerine. This is Chuck Cecil, and for the past hour, we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of June, swinging year 1942. From a collection of vintage publications and original, sometimes scratchy records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, a survey called The Big Band Countdown. Thank you. baseball this evening, Cincinnati against San Diego at 9 o'clock.
We all know what education is and how valuable it can be. Whether you're looking for a high school diploma or a college degree, now is the time to get going. The Campbell Barracks Education Center in Heidelberg has many exciting courses, and you can register until Friday, August 25th. To find out more, stop by the Campbell Barracks Ed Center, now located in Building 3796. Around the clock, this is AFN Frankfurt.
Central European time is 12 o'clock.
AFN News, from the major U.S. networks and wire services.
Good morning, I'm Specialist Paul Lee. Striking policemen in Memphis, Tennessee are ignoring a court's back-to-work order, but Mayor Wyeth Chandler has warned the strikers to return to work within a day or have their names removed from city personnel rolls. Some 112,000 Cleveland residents are expected to vote today on whether to recall Mayor Dennis Kucinich. The results of the recall vote should be known tonight. Some 12,000 acres of timber and brush have already burned near the Northern California coast in a blaze that has been burning since Wednesday. Firefighters are concentrating on two trouble spots in their efforts to gain control of the fire. More on the scene from CBS News.
1,100 workers have joined in, trying to clear everything that might burn in its path, while up to a dozen air tankers drop fire retardant. There's little hope the three-day-old fire will be contained this weekend, or that the toll of 30 homes will be the end of the destruction. Officials fear this week's fires foreshadow the worst fire season the West has seen in 30 years. Last winter's heavy rains brought relief to the drought-parched West, but they also produced a growth of wild grasses more lush than any in decades. That crop now has dried into so-called flashy fuel, easily ignited by lightning or by man, and due to dry out even more in the months before the next expected rains. Miriam Bier, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Officials searching the Medina River in Bandera, Texas for additional victims of last week's flash flooding Saturday recovered the bodies of two family members who had been staying at a guest ranch. The death toll from the flooding now stands at 31. Prospective home buyers in the United States will probably be paying more for a house this year than last. New government figures show the cost of a private home is spiraling. UPI's Dennis Galino has more.
The government figures the average price of a new single-family home went up by 3.7% just between March and June. Now that the average price of a new home is over $60,000, that percentage represents a pretty big piece of change. In fact, the average price of a new house is up $2,200 since March to $61,500. A used home, on the average, sold in June for $48,400. Even new housing in the nation's northern middle section, traditionally lower than average in price, is catching up, getting just as expensive as anywhere else. The most dramatic housing cost increase, according to the government, is being experienced out west, where market values have doubled in the past 8 years. Dennis Galino, Washington.
Pope Paul VI was buried yesterday, marking the start of 9 days of mourning. The funeral was broadcast around the world. More from UPI's Edwin Smith.
Paul VI was laid to rest after a two-hour requiem mass in the open air in St. Peter's Square. As the sun disappeared slowly behind the dome of the Basilica and the half-moon stood out more clearly in the dusk sky, Cardinal Carlo Confalonieri eulogized the dead pope as a man who had loved the Roman Catholic Church and given it his every moment since his election as pope 15 years ago.
Accogli nella tua luce, nel tuo gaudio, la sua anima. Siamo certi che è nella luce. Luce che le nostre preghiere invocano piena e perfetta.
Police put the crowd in the square at 80,000 as Pope Paul's coffin was carried into the front of the Basilica for the last time and laid to rest beneath the main altar. Edwin Smith, Rome.
In other news at this hour, rescue workers continue to search the rubble for survivors of a blast that demolished the Palestine Liberation Front headquarters in Beirut early today. At least 80 people died in the bombing of the nine-story building. The Salisbury, Rhodesia Sunday Mail newspaper has published a picture of moderate black leader Bishop Abel Muzorewa addressing what the newspaper says are guerrillas supporting the transitional government. The story is the first reported eyewitness account of guerrillas who the government says have switched sides in the six-year-old nationalist war. The Central European forecast for the remainder of today calls for cloudy skies with rain in the Benelux and western sections of Germany moving eastward to central and eastern Germany during the day. Isolated thunderstorms will occur by late morning through late evening. And that's the news from the major U.S. networks and wire services. I'm Specialist Paul Lee, AFN News.